The latest Inspector Gamache book is out from Canadian novelist Louise Penny. The protagonist in her international bestsellers is the former head of homicide for Montreal's Sûreté, the provincial police. In the latest book, Armand Gamache has retired to the little village of Three Pines, but of course, he's drawn back to the dark underbelly of humanity when a child in the village turns up dead. Despite all the murders, Three Pines is the kind of place that you'd want to live. A warm, welcoming village in the eastern townships, just north of the Vermont border. There's Sarah's Boulangerie, where you can get a loaf of crusty bread, and Olivier's Bistro, where people watching is as delectable as the food. And then there's Myrna's Bookstore. You go there when you need not just a book, but a good listener and some thoughtful conversation. Penny, the creator of this fictional village, has been revealing the inspirations for some of the memorable settings in her books. So earlier this month, I caught up with her at Brome Lake Books in Knowlton, Quebec. She was highlighting the bookstore as the inspiration for Myrna's bookstore, and she was officially launching her newest title, The Nature of the Beast. So many people wanted to say hello that I had to sneak out to the bookstore's back porch with Penny and with bookstore owners Danny McCauley and Lucy Hoblin to have a chat about why Brome Lake Books is so special.
It's like the bookstore from the novels. It's the wooden shelves, and it's warm and welcoming, and you just want to sit down. There's a little sitting area. This place feels like a magical place, and particularly with Danny and Lucy, who have become good friends.
And was it really in your mind as you wrote about Myrna's bookstore?
Not really. I mean, it was partly in terms of the feel of it, absolutely. What's really cool that Danny and Lucy have done is that they've actually created a little, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a little area inside with a fireplace and a couple of chairs, because I love writing those scenes in the books with Gamache normally sitting there with Myrna. And talking about philosophy, or talking about her take on things, or just opening up to her, or Clara and Myrna talking. So they've got the two big comfortable chairs and the fireplace. And Danny and Lucy have recreated that here. And there's even a plaque that says Myrna's Bookstore, isn't there?
Yes. Welcome to Three Pines. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, Danny and Lucy, for you guys, you know, I walked in, of course, if you're a fan of the Gamache series and you know Myrna's Bookstore, you're picturing a large, very welcoming, very kind, but also very sharp woman named Myrna who would run it. But you really expect to see a duck named Rosa and a caustic old woman named Ruth. And I didn't see any of those three characters in here, just you two.
Sorry to disappoint. We'll work on that now.
Rosa is actually there. She's beside the wood-burning stove.
Aha, I'm going to have to go check.
Yeah, we have a little electric wood-burning stove, but and standing beside it, we had to have a Rosa. So, and the caustic old woman, she sometimes comes into the store, but she wasn't into here today.
It must be lovely to be recognized as a, you know, sort of a part of this series, but also you are certainly, and of course, an entity in and of yourselves. And as an independent bookseller, does having a connection to somebody like Louise, who is a champion for bookstores, but also has this series that evokes so many warm thoughts in people, feel good to you?
Oh, we love it. We love being part of this. It's so exciting. And the fans are the most exciting part. I mean, we have people in today, but people in all the time, all summer long, they're coming in. You can just tell they're coming in, looking around, going, this is the bookstore, this is the place. And they're coming from the U.S., they're coming from Tasmania, they're coming from Ireland, they're coming from all over the world. And they're looking for Three Pines. And they find us. Although I had some people in today going, you are the hardest bookstore to find. I go, well, it's like Three Pines. If you're meant to find us, you find us. But we love meeting them. They're the best fans. Absolutely. They're the sweetest people, the most excited people. And they love talking about books and all the characters. And they just love the series.
Lucy, for you, does having people come in expecting Three Pines frustrate you at all because you are your own place?
Oh, not at all. No, we always say Louise Penny's fans are the nicest people in the world, and they all come in and they're just so full of joy and so excited to find what they think is Three Pines, and they always ask us, and our answer is what I hope Louise's answer is it's Three Pines is your utopia, and this is definitely our utopia, being able to run a bookstore with my husband, and we hope that when they come into the store, they find a little bit of their utopia as well. You know, they've come from as far away as Tasmania. We had this couple in from Tasmania last week, and we said, you win. They can't come away from any further.
So, no, I think even if you went the other way around, you wouldn't be any further away.
That's right.
Danny and Lucy, too, have become real characters themselves, in that I write about them, about my relationship with Danny and Lucy, about the bookstore. But I get emails. I got an email the other day, and I think I forwarded it to you, from someone, I can't remember where they're from, somewhere in the States, who described coming here and how much it meant to them, but went out of their way to say that Danny and Lucy were a big part of their feeling of being included and welcomed. And you guys do that. They send out, when you send out mugs to people, you include a licorice pipe as well. And you, I mean, you, people adore the two of you. You clearly have them fooled.
We had this lovely lady, Arlene from Texas, and she started ordering books about 3 years ago. And we sort of developed this relationship and started writing letters. And she sent us a package from Texas of all these Texas things, like magnets saying, don't mess with Texas, and things like that. And, we've developed these incredible relationships with people. And there was another lady from Arizona who said, you live in the most beautiful place in the world. And then she sent us a picture of her house, and it had these incredible mountains behind it, and this infinity pool, and we're like, you live in an incredible place as well. You know,
we have this other person from Australia who was a nun, I can't remember her name, but she really wanted to have a mug, a Viva Gamash mug, and so, but we sent it surface, and so we started this correspondence with her. You know, is that a arrived yet? No, not quite. And then she'd tell us about the weather and her place and what her town was like, and we talk about our town, and we have these huge long letters back and forth and back and forth for 3 months, because it took 3 months for the poor mug to make it there. But she was thrilled when she finally got it.
There certainly seems to be a lot of love between you and the people who find you and your customers, but you know, love and affection and handwritten notes don't pay the bills, and there's been a lot of hand-wringing over the last decade about independent booksellers and whether they'll be able to survive. And there was actually a report recently that said the rise of e-readers has not dampened people's ability to want, or their desire to have paper books, but still, it's difficult to be a bookseller, and I would imagine even in a place that draws a lot of tourists, you have to have the support of your local community to survive. Is that something that you feel like you guys have and can continue doing?
Well, we're an independent bookstore in Quebec, and that's actually a very special thing to be, because we're one of the only English bookstores, independent bookstores in Quebec. And they have a special law here that the schools and libraries have to buy from independent bookstores within the province. And so we're well supported by them, the schools and libraries, and that's sort of our bread and butter, apart from Louise, of course. But then I'm sure also we are incredibly well supported by our community.
I try not to think about it, but, but it's more just being part of the community and just loving being here and just letting whatever happens. And we're very active in all sorts of parts of the community, and that's what's fun. And I just, you know, let the business be. It's just, we're living here.
But for you, Louise, you're, I think, headed to Toronto tomorrow, is that right? Or
tonight?
Vancouver. And so, you know, you're a huge bestseller. As we've established, you sell all around the world. So why come here to do, I think this is your first launch event, isn't it?
Always. This is the tradition, is it? And I've made it clear to the publishers that this is where we have the world launch of all the books from Rome Lake Books. And do you remember, though, when we first started doing it, it was like, what, 5 or 6 people would show up, and then a few more people the next year, and it was just, there was modest events. And then 1 year, I was trying to remember this morning, it was, what, about 4 or 5 years ago, suddenly, when we had to move it outside, and it was huge.
And it's because it got so warm in the room, because there were just so many people packed in, and we had a lineup out one door. We moved Louise out the other door. So, you know, it just went from...
We didn't expect it.
No, not at all.
No, and then we've since moved it to the community center, and now we're actually looking for someplace else,
yes,
if possible.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's been amazing. And Danny and Lucy supported the books when Nobody else knew that this series, but every year you'd put on a party, you'd make me feel special. And so, you know, now I'm, of course, going to leave you in the dust. Danny and Lucy, who are they? Speak to the hand. But
yeah, I remember actually when Louise first came into the bookstore with her your manuscript and for Still Life.
Which was the first in the Gamache series.
Yes, that's correct. And she said, you know, I've just finished this and I want somebody to read it. That was way back when. And then, you know, the excitement of getting published and then bringing in the crisp new books. And it was, you know, so it's been, we've both been with her since the beginning. And that's, it's been so exciting, this incredible growth of love around the world.
And it's so fun to give back, for me to give back to a community that has supported me and that knew me years before I started writing. And that's, it's been really, really meaningful.
Okay, so we have to talk a little bit about the book. I was up until 2 a.m. reading it, and so, you know, it's both very fresh, and now I feel, you know, like I am in Three Pines still, and, you know, I'm a little bit nervous because there's always, you have a little bit of the Agatha Christie and British mystery series template here in that it's a beautiful, picturesque village, but a lot of people seem to get murdered, or there are a lot of, I think it, what was it, Midsummer Murders in the UK. Midsummer, they did some study that showed up against the real world places where murder rates are highest, Little Midsummer would have the highest rate in the world, and Three Pines is not that far behind at this point. But what can you tell us about The Nature of the Beast as it's coming out now?
Well, The Nature of the Beast is based on a true story, actually, and I can't talk about it because that's, I don't want to spoil anything. But really, like most of the books, they're not really about murder. And this one is clearly a crime novel, clearly a mystery, but it's really more about the power of storytelling, the power of words, the stories that we tell in books, in plays, but the more intimate stories too that we tell each other, the blurred line between fact and fiction. And then the even more intimate stories that we tell ourselves privately that allow us to get out of bed in the morning, that what you're doing isn't such a bad thing, that it's the things that we say to justify our actions and how that affects our actions going forward. So it's really about the power of the word, both written and spoken, and the power of storytelling.
I think, you know, without giving anything away, you could also say it's about ego and power. And when powerful forces collide, but then when one person who believes he or she has the power to change the world, but maybe doesn't have the ethical center behind it to think about whether or not something should be done, which feels very relevant to today. I mean, we're still looking at aggression around the world, and part of the book deals with political aggression and the power of countries to fight or to kill. Are you thinking of, I mean, you're a former CBC journalist, so are you thinking about the aggression in the real world as you bring that aggression right to the heart of Three Pines?
Oh, absolutely. This is rooted in real world events, and that's not something that's completely new to the series. I've tried to do that in many of the books, so that there isn't a complete fantasy element of it. There is a reality about it, and I think people reading it can recognize themselves personally in the books, but also recognize the world around them.
That was Canadian novelist Louise Penny. Her latest book is called The Nature of the Beast. I was talking with her and with Danny McCauley and Lucy Hoblin, the co-owners of Brome Lake Books.